Greetings, it's Barbara J. Faison. My intention with this podcast is to offer ideas, insights, inspirations, and possibly some meditations and other little nuggets to help you struggle less and enjoy life more. I hope you enjoy. Welcome to week 26, Music and Lasting Friendships. On Friday night, I met two friends, Bonnie and Jartu, at Volare Bistro for dinner. The food was delicious. We laughed so much thinking about how much fun we had dancing salsa and traveling together. Yes, I met these lovely ladies while I was out dancing salsa. Bonnie reminded me we were at a club called The Duplex on a Friday night. She said I was at my table just dancing my heart out, and she came over to say hello. And that started the beginning of a 20-plus year friendship, all because of salsa dancing. Back in the 90s, we didn't have a way to track things unless you wrote them down. There were no cell phones or handheld devices that you could keep up with things like now. Thanks to Facebook, I have a few pictures to share of some of my salsa experiences. My discovery of Latin music was because of a dear friend, Ade, who lived in the same apartment complex with me. She invited me to go to a club. I was not a club girl. I tried it after college. It just wasn't my thing. At first, I said no. She went out with some friends, and the next week she asked me to go again. So, I did something new. And doing something new, like going out to a club that played salsa music, introduced me to a whole new world. I thank Ade for asking me again. I went from going out that night to immersing myself in the music. I took a Latin dance class at Georgia State University through the continuing education program. I started going out on Friday nights to the same club we went to, the Sanctuary, which still has Latin night on Fridays. They had and still have classes before they open for dancing. Because life continues on, we don't get out dancing like we used to. And when I say we used to, I mean, we would be out 2 to 3 times a week dancing salsa. I kept a change of clothes and my dancing shoes in my car at all times. I might get a phone call or make a call to Bonnie or Jartu and say, "Where are we dancing tonight?" Bonnie, Jartu, and I have traveled together to Puerto Rico, Miami, and Destin, Florida. We have been together since the early 2000s. In 2009, we traveled to Puerto Rico, and when we went to San Juan to go dancing, the place was closed for a private event. When we returned to the Ritz-Carlton, there was a band playing in the lounge, so we had our own party with them. We enjoyed dancing and meeting people and the rainforest while we were there. Dancing connected me with such a group of generous, kind people. We had our usual spots on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday. Over the years, we've celebrated birthdays and marriages, divorces, losses of parents, children, and all the things that span 20 years of living. It was music, specifically salsa music, that brought us together. It is our love for each other that keeps us together as friends. Last year, one of our salsa friends, Gregory, transitioned to the big dance floor, and we came together to celebrate his life. Gregory Fitzpatrick gave me this t-shirt, "Drop It Like It's Hot, Salsa Style," because I used to do a dance move where I would drop down to my heels, come back up, and do a body roll. The good old days. We came together as a community of dancers to celebrate Gregory's life with dance. It was great to see each other and feel what only music can make you feel. Music, and specifically salsa music, has opened my mind to new experiences, foods, and people, and I am so grateful for the discovery. Thank you, Ade, for asking me again. I'm creating a salsa playlist called Salsa Music on YouTube. You can find it on my YouTube channel under Playlist Salsa Music. What music resonates with you? You can share with me at Barbara Faison LLC at Gmail or on social media. Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn are the best. The card I pulled for us this week is the number 10 question card. What in my life is amazing? I would say lifelong friendships. What about you? Well, that's it for this week. Thanks for listening. And if you can, put on some good music that makes you feel good. And let me know what it is. I'd love to know about your experience with meditation. Are you new, or would you like to learn? If you prefer having a teacher for instruction, I offer one-on-one sessions as well as group sessions with a minimum of 3 people. If you know any groups or organizations who want to offer a session, perhaps a lunch and meditate, or a program, I love referrals and would be happy to speak with them. Feel free to reach out to me on my website, barbarafaison.com/contact-barbara. Pick the option that works best for scheduling a quick conversation. Or you can message me at Barbara Faison on social media, Instagram, LinkedIn, or Facebook are best. All of the links are on my Linktree. That's linktr.ee/Barbara Faison. If you need a quick breath break, you can always take one on my YouTube channel under the Breath Breaks playlist. Thank you for your support and being on this journey with me. Feel free to share your thoughts or ask a question via email at barbarafaisonllc@gmail.com. Keep breathing.